Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Pei Ches, Se'if Hei through Se'if Yud. Se'if Hei. Yesh Oimrim, some say, She'en lehis anos tanas chalom b'Shabbos, you do not fast because of a bad dream on Shabbos, Ela al chaloim shera'ohu t'loz zimni, unless it's a dream you see three times, it's a recurring dream. V'yesh oim, some say, shebizman hazeh ein lehis anos tanas chalom b'Shabbos, that today we do not fast for bad dreams on Shabbos, she'en anu b'kiyim b'pistun chaloimus, we're not familiar, we're not expert with interpreting dreams, leida to know eiza tov ve'eiza ra, which is a good dream, which is not a good dream. For oilam oimim, the velt zogt, people say, she'nimse b'sram kadmonim, that they found in early texts, there are three dreams that you have to fast for on Shabbos. Really, and these are the three. Haroya Sefer Torah Shenisraf, if a person sees in a dream a Sefer Torah being burnt. Or Yom Kippur B'Shas Ne'ilah, in his dream he sees, he's envisioning Yom Kippur at Ne'ilah time. O Koros Beiso O Shinov Shenaflu, where he sees the beams that hold up the roof of the house or his teeth coming out. V'yesh oim, some say, haroi Yom Kippur mafil shlo b'shas ne'ilah. If you have a dream of Yom Kippur, anytime Yom Kippur, that's a problem. V'yesh oim, some say, haroi shekor b'Torah, that if he sees himself reading the Torah. V'yesh oim, some say, haroi shenose isha, if he sees that he's getting married. So it's understandable, person sees a dream, say the Torah being burnt, that's a terrifying dream. He sees Yom Kippur, that means he's being judged. But what does it mean he sees himself reading the Torah? He sees himself getting married? So the notes bring that when a person sees himself reading from the Torah, that's an indication that he has a virus and he needs the Torah to mevatel the peronos. He needs the Torah to take away the punishment. And the same is likely, what does it mean he sees himself getting married? Because we know that a person gets married is mechilas avoinus. So that means he has terrible avoinus that's coming after him and he needs a mechila. So that's how we put those two together, reading from the Torah, getting married. And they point out, if a person gets an aliyah, that's not a problem. If a person sees dancing in a chasna, that's not a problem. It's specifically reading from the Torah or getting married that they're nervous about, because it's an indication that he has a virus that needs to be taken care of. The Mechaber continues, when we say he sees his teeth coming out, that is a reason to fast. Dafka shinov, that's teeth. If he sees his jaw slipping out of place, chalom tov, that's a good dream. The mesu hayoatsim olov ra'ah, that those who try to give counsel against him have died. Venerally, it seems to me, shachalom o sha'om perek haro'eh shehem ra'im, the dreams that are described in Maseches Brachos perek haro'eh, that they are bad dreams, gamaleihem is'an b'Shabbos, we would fast for those dreams on Shabbos as well. Mishdavus of Kod Tezvav, sha'al shlosh shachalom is mis'anin, they found in the early Svarim, there are three dreams that a person should fast on Shabbos. Va'af be'elu ha'shlosha, and even those three, ein lehisanos b'Shabbos, elam kein ha'tainis oneglo. He only fasts on Shabbos if the fast gives him some degree of pleasure. You could go on, for instance, she'nafsho aguma alav, that he's upset and distressed by the dream. U'kesh yis'ane yimse nachasuch, by fasting he'll feel better. Lafuk, as opposed to, this is a person who doesn't care about bad dreams. It doesn't mean anything to him. So he's not perturbed by the dream. Yeah, he has this dream, doesn't understand it, doesn't upset him. Or a person who has difficulty fasting. He has more distress from fasting than distress from the fear of the dream. That person also his anus b'Shabbos, he may not fast on Shabbos. U'b'shleim shlo kosva achorma, the name of the shlo achorma might, Sha'af be'elu ha'shlosha ha'yuragil al ha'roiv lifsuk sholos ha'as b'shabbos. Dachronim write, Shlok quotes Dachronim, that even these three dreams, for the most part, he would tell people not to fast. El yis'anish ne'yam b'chol, rather fast 2 days another week, neged yom ha'shabbos from Rishon Shacharov, corresponding to Shabbos and the Sunday. If you fast on Shabbos, you have to fast on Sunday too. So don't fast on Shabbos and don't fast on Sunday. Fast on Monday and Tuesday. Fast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Just fast 2 days during the week instead of fasting on Shabbos. The point he's making is that the reason we fast is because he finds the dream upsetting. But if he's not upset by the dream, we're not going to tell him to fast. Sefka and Tezayin. If a person sees Sefer Torah that is burnt in a dream, then he should fast. Why does he fast? El Rabbah says the notes bring because it shows him as if he has violated the Torah. He was over on the Torah. Or he did something that is a cause for the burning of the Torah. So it's not just he saw something bad and he's upset. It means he has done something wrong. He has peronius. He has something coming his way. Which the Bura says, well, what did tefillin? The same would be true of tefillin. Sheesh ben parashis shebet Torah. That's parashis in the Torah. If you would see in a chaloim the tefillin being burned, he should fast.
Is that so?
Probably. Avol neviim uksuvim mashad lo, but neviim uksuvim is implied not. Umashakosef shed nisraf, it says it's nisraf, lafukitu, as opposed to, imroya shed nafal miyado, if he sees in a dream that he drops a sefer Torah or he drops tefillin, we're not going to say he has to fast for that. Sefkon yedzayin, curse base, or another thing some people say is if he sees the beams of the house collapsing, breaking off, Medrash Rabbi Isa, in the Medrash it says, Shapasu the Isha Shetel Zohar. They interpreted it for a woman who will give birth to a boy, Vechein Havas, and she did. So this is a Morgan Avram, and it's hard to understand. So why am I fasting exactly? I saw a dream that the Kaira broke. They saw the mice in the Medrash. She went to Beis Medrash and said to the Rav, I had a dream and the beam broke. He said, oh, that means a branch of your family is going to be extended. You're going to have a baby boy. And you have another branch of family. And she did. She had a baby boy. So I think if the Medrash would have stopped there, it wouldn't be in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Medrash goes further. She again had a dream of the beam breaking, and she went back to Beis Medrash, and the Rebbe wasn't there. So Tamidim said to her, what are you coming for? She says, well, I want to speak to the Rebbe. He's not here. What happened? I had a dream. What's the dream? The beam broke. She said, oh, that means your husband's going to die. Because the beam supports the roof, and your husband supports the family. And she went out screaming and crying. They said, what happened? And she said, well, you know, you weren't here. So we told her. And he says, well, you killed her husband. So if Mr. Brewer and Magen Avraham would have said, Karas Beso, because the Medrash says, if it had this dream and her husband died, that's the reason to fast. They bring the first half of the Medrash. She had a dream that she had a baby boy. Why are you fasting because having a baby boy? That's not the reason to fast. So I think it's based on the Hemshech of the Medrash, that it could also be something bad. Now, the bottom line of the marriage was the dream goes by the Pisaron. Depending on how you interpret it, will end up being what happens. So we always tell people it's a good dream, it's a good dream. In any event, the Kuris Beso breaking could potentially be a scary dream. Sefkan Yudches Oshinov, or his teeth falling out, that's bad news. Vimhoyelo Ke'ev Shinai, but if his teeth hurt, Lo Yis'ana, you don't fast for that. If a person has teeth are bothering him during the day, a toothache, and in his dream he had the tooth came out, we're not going to say it's a bad dream. The same way that Taz writes by thoughts. The halacha is that if a person thought about this during the daytime, then if he dreams about it, that's not a reason to fast. So when a person sees himself reading the Sefer Torah, and it says before that he has to fast because it means he has a peronius and he needs a Torah to save him. If he's about Kairi and he dreams about reading from the Torah, that's fine. He's not going to fast. All right? That's based on his mashav he has during the day. Sivka and Yotes. Shehachalomos sha'amru. The Mechaber says it appears to him the dreams that are described in Perakaroa would be worthy of fasting. Uposhet the gam bezedavkem nafsho gumalov. Now it's obvious this is only if he's upset about the dream. Like we said before. Sefkan Chav, Shehem Ro'im, the dreams that the Gemara says are not good dreams. Now we don't fast on dreams where a person incurs a financial loss. Only for dreams that would warrant chilul Shabbos. So I imagine he's meaning like pikuach nefesh, things like that. So that he'll also fast. But a person should be careful. A lot of things go by the way they translate things. Kagon shunra or in shinra. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara there says, if a person sees a chatul b'chalom, he sees a cat. So it depends. If he's in a place that calls a cat a shunra, that means shura, no, that's fine. But if he's in a place that they called shinra, that means shinui ra, that's bad news. So it may depend on what they call the things. You have to medactic in the lashonis in the language. Se'iv vav. Hamas ane b'Shabbos. If someone is fasting on Shabbos because of a bad dream, oimer anenu achasim tefillah. So he'll recite the anenu tefillah at the end of his davening, below chasim without the brocha to Hashem, shemeh tefillah. Ve'koylo, he'll include it b'elkai netzor in elkai netzor. V'amor adds v'yoimer achat tefillah. So he'll also say after his tefillah, ribon ha'olamim galui v'chulu, k'mo b'chol, like he would on a weekday, the Ribbono Shalom throughout dreams. Mr. Bruce of Konachov Beis, Acher Siyam Tefillah So, Hainu Koidim Yidu Ratzon, before the Yidu Ratzon. Kasva Achram Dachronim Might, the Mutaloi B'Shabbos, Yolassian Shabbos Elokai, Ashton Atzarti, V'chuli, Yiratzon V'chuli, like we say at the end of Yom Kippish, when that's right. Deinu Oser She'el Sorochav Elokish Mavakesh Al-Choli O'Parnosa. When do we say you can't ask for personal things on Shabbos? That's when you ask to have a chole healed, or for panosa, v'doymelo, or something similar. Sheish tzar lefanov, where he has a pain and a concern. Al charatus avoinus, but having remorse for his sins. Toiv lo mechol yom, that's fine every day. Kivan she'eino beloshin vidui, since it's not recited in the language of vidui. Siv zayin. Emekdima le'achol hu oniglo. If it's for him a pleasure to eat his lunch meal at an early time, earlier than usual. For instance, the night meal is digested and he's hungry. Then yaktim, so eat early. Sometimes he'd rather eat later than usual. He's still full from last night. Yachr, then delay. The Moses says, a person who eats every day like Shabbos, Yeshane b'Shabbos lahakdim la'achri, he should make a change on Shabbos from weekday that the meal is a little earlier or a little later than usual. Mr. Buris of Konchof Gimel Yeshane b'Shabbos, he should make a change on Shabbos. Kedei shiye minker shulichvot Shabbos. It has to be apparent that it's different for Shabbos. And the notes point out from Aruch HaShulchan that one of the things you can do is to use different dishes. Even if you eat chicken soup all week long, but if on Shabbos you have a special bowl to use the chicken soup that you don't use on the weekday, that already is covered Shabbos. That's a change by using different china, different utensils for Shabbos. Sifkar chavdal lahakdim lo acher. Perish shomu etes. A little bit, he'll make the meal earlier or later. Aval acher harbe enia. But don't push off the meal so much. He rov b'Shabbos and he's hungry on Shabbos. Sifches. Ein mis'anin al shum tzara me'atzaras klal. A person should not fast for any troubles on Shabbos. Even those troubles that we will cry and daven for on Shabbos, but not to fast. When something happens and he needs Shemayim's compassion, he can ask and even say to ask for compassion from Hashem. In private, he could do that. So if Tess. Ain't so akin, velo masri'in bo, al shum tzara. We don't cry out, we don't shout on any tzara. Chutz mitzaras hamizoinis, with the exception of parnosa, shet so akin olea befer b'shas lo b'shofer. We can cry out with our mouth on Shabbos, but not with a shofer. V'chein ir shekifu anosim o nohar or city surrounded by bandits, or a river that's flooding, usfina hamataras bayam, or a ship that's at trouble at sea, v'afila yochid hanidif me goyim, or an individual who's being pursued by non-Jews, or listim, or bandits, or ruach ra, or a bad spirit, zoakin umischanim betfilis b'Shabbos, So we'll cry out, we'll beseech Hashem in our tefillos and Shabbos, aval ein tok in, but we're not going to blow a shofar. Ella im kein tok in lekabit sa'am, unless you have to call, blow the shofar, lekabit sa'am, to gather the people, la'azor la'achayem, to help their brothers, u'latzilim, and save them. Like it's an alarm to get the people together, that you could do. Ayin lekamon, simen tof kuf ayin vav, see if you'd give a look in tof kuf ayin vav. See if you'd nirdaf epnei ruach roh. When we said in the previous sif, he's being pursued by Ruach Ra, it doesn't have to be Ruach Ra. Do it on the Kol Chayla. It could be any Chayla. Sheish b'sakonis hayom, that is today in danger. So Akim u'mischanim will cry out and beseech on his behalf. V'chein nar genloma, the meaning is to say, mitzalim b'shabbos al chaylim ha'misukonim sakonis hayom. That will daven on Shabbos for a Chayla who is in grave danger today. You can make a bracha mishaberach for the chayla who's deathly ill on Shabbos. Mr. Bruce Kankov Zayim, Ruach Ra'ah. The person who's pursued by Ruach Ra'ah, shenichnas bo ruach sheid. He's possessed by some kind of spirit. Verrotz v'haleich. He runs. He goes. Shemayitva benor. He may drown in the river. O yipol v'yomos, or fall and die. O shuchayla miminechom, or sick from another sickness. So the notes bring from Aruch Hashulchan. We're talking about somebody who's suicidal, and he needs help. Sakana. Sefgar chavches hamasukin bo bayom. If someone's in grave danger on that day in his illness, al misha ainu masukin lo. But if it's not a sakana, no, we're not going to be davening for this person on Shabbos. Uksha oisim mishaberech lecholish ainu basakana. If we're going to say mishaberech on Shabbos for chol, that's not a sakana. Oimi, then you have to say Shabbos himelizik gufur kovo lavo. If it's a chseish masakana, you're allowed to be zayik. So you're not going to say Shabbos yimilizik. The Shabbos yimilizik, don't cry out Shabbos, is for the chol, it's not a sakana. Ulevarach ha-mekasha le-leid, and to make a mishaberach for a woman who's in labor, bevadim mudah, that's for sure okay. The becham usakenesi, she's in danger. V'chein ha-yoled, v'toch shvur rishon, or a woman who gave birth within the first week, gam kein nir d'l'kul yami l'hachmer, one should not be strict. There's definitely this idea that we try to minimize Mishaberech for Cholim on Shabbos. And we're not going to encourage lists of Mishaberech on Shabbos, because I have to why daven on Shabbos. If it's a Sakana of Mamash on Shabbos, fine. But if it's not a Sakana on Shabbos, then why are you doing this on Shabbos for? Wow. And someone told me here, I don't know if it was Washington Heights, that they knew growing up, when there's Mishaberech for Cholim on Shabbos, usually there's a Levaya that week. They wouldn't stop making Mishaberech for Cholim list on lists. It was someone who's very, very sick. Then they make a mishaberech for cholim.